From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea's Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said Monday the United States has declared war on his country. He said North Korea would take counteractions if necessary, including shooting down American warplanes in the region. He said, "We will have every right to make countermeasures, including the right to shoot down the United States strategic bombers, even when they are not inside the airspace border of our country." White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacted to the minister's words on Monday.
"We've not declared war on North Korea, and frankly, the suggestion of that is absurd."
At the Pentagon, spokesman Army Colonel Robert Manning told reporters, "If North Korea doesn't stop their provocative actions, the American military will make sure that we provide options to the president to deal with North Korea. We have the right to fly, sail, and operate where legally permissible around the globe." Republican senators on Monday introduced a bill that, if passed, would create a pathway to citizenship for potentially more than 2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. If passed, the bill, which would require recipients to remain in a so-called conditional permanent residency for 5 years while either consistently working, studying, or serving in the military. They could then reapply for a second 5-year conditional term. Only after a decade under the program would they be able to have the conditions lifted and obtain full permanent residency, which is a precursor to a citizenship application. Polling data shows Americans overwhelmingly support actions to legalize the immigration status. This is VOA.